Everyone, my name is Livia Navon. I'm a CDC assignee to the Illinois Department of Public Health. And today I'm going to present some data from the 2009 to 2015 Illinois Youth Risk Behavioral Survey, looking both at data related to drug abuse and also looking at patterns of students identifying as a sexual minority. And you'll see how these are connected as I go through my presentation. So the Youth Risk Behavioral Survey was developed by CDC to monitor priority health risk behaviors among adolescents. It is administered every 2 years in high schools throughout the U.S. and in Illinois. It includes several questions related to drug utilization, and we were interested at looking at the questions that relate to opiate use among adolescents. There has been a question about sexual identity included on the Illinois YRBS since 2009. It's recently been added to the national survey, but we're one of the few states that has several years of data to look at to be able to look at trends. So this is the sexual identity question, and for the purposes of this analysis, we included students who identified as gay or lesbian, bisexual, or not sure, and as a sexual minority. We had two research questions. What are the predictors of opiate-related drug use among high school students? And then what is the change in identifying as a sexual minority from 2009 to 2015 among Illinois high school students? We used several methods. We used logistic regression to identify predictors of drug use. Linear trends were assessed using logistic regression with orthogonal coefficients, and then differences in proportions, looking at the differences in specific years between 2009 and 2015, were assessed using the Rao-Scott chi-square test. So first we'll look at patterns of drug misuse. And one of the first things that we discovered when we looked at these patterns was that students who identified as part of a sexual minority were much more likely to report misusing prescription drugs. And just as a note here, these include opiates, but also other drugs as well, so a variety of prescription drugs. But they were much more likely to report misusing these drugs. And when we put these in a model with other demographic variables, we saw that sexual minority students were 3.2 times more likely to report prescription drug misuse, and sexual orientation was the most important demographic predictor of prescription drug misuse. We did see that non-Hispanic white students were more likely than students of other races or ethnicities to report prescription drug misuse, and misuse increased by grade level, with 12th graders reporting the highest level of misuse, and males were more likely than females to report having misused prescription drugs. We next looked at heroin use, reported by these students, and what you can see again is that there's a very stark difference between students who identify as being part of a sexual minority versus students who identify being heterosexual. And this trend that you see from 2011 to 2015, which was an increase in use by sexual minority students, was statistically significant, both as a linear trend and the proportion of students was statistically significantly different. When we looked at this in a model, again, sexual minority students, the adjusted odds ratio was 9.3. So there are 9.3 times more likely to report having ever used heroin compared to heterosexual students. And again, sexual orientation was the most significant demographic predictor of having ever used heroin. Unlike prescription drugs, the students who were more likely to report using heroin were African American or Hispanic. Again, males were more likely than females, and use did not vary by grade level, so we did not see the increase by grade as we saw with prescription drugs. So because this population is at such high risk, we wanted to better understand the sexual minority population, and we looked at them in various ways, but the most important lesson I'd like to share with you here is that there's a lot more students who identify as being part of a sexual minority. In fact, it's doubled basically in Illinois from 2009 to 2015. And this linear trend is significant for each of these different categories, and the differences in proportions are statistically significant between 2009 and 2015. Now, some things to remember are that these data are self-reported, and they only apply to youth who are in school, since the survey is administered at the high school. So we concluded that identifying as non-heterosexual is a significant predictor of prescription drug misuse and heroin use, and that the proportion of high school students who identify as non-heterosexual increased from 2009 to 2015 in Illinois. Because these data were so really shocking to us, we developed an infographic to be able to share these data. So we included some additional analyses, but showing that there's this increase in the population, increase of risk factors in this population, and we shared this with stakeholders throughout Illinois. And we also included information about what schools, healthcare providers, and families could do to support these youth. So I'd like to acknowledge my co-author, Amanda Bennett, who's also a CDC assignee to IDPH, and of course the high schools and youth who completed the survey. If you have any questions, here's my email, and we also have a link to the infographic. Thank you.